I think most teachers are planners. I think that most of us spend a great deal of time and probably get some joy from like planning out how activities and lessons are going to go. But any attachment to any kind of planning is gone. And yet at the same time, we're being constantly asked to create more plans, more contingency plans, more. And I just realized this year, you know, I've always loved being an English teacher, but I just realized this year that the English part didn't matter at all. Like the students are what matters entirely, that hopefully we're going to continue to learn and hopefully we're going to continue to grow. But in the end, right now, the most important thing is how are the kids doing? Are the kids doing okay today? Are they logging in okay? I mean, it's just completely shifted my focus. I've always cared about my students, but I have a huge sense that we're kind of all in this together. We're all kind of moving forward through each day together, even though we're doing it through a screen most of the time. So when I say big shifts, I'm not going to walk away from that. I think that attitude that the lessons are secondary, they're not as important as how the kids are doing, this is going to stay with me. The plan itself is no longer the most important part, which is weird because, like I said, teachers are planners. We like to know what's going to happen in the next 20 minutes, what's going to happen in the next 2 days, what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. And we don't have that assurance right now at all. You have to let go of any attachment to any of that.